USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st. A top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, but can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms are spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. It started Thursday night and continues today. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. Writer E. Jean Carroll's wrapped up her testimony accusing Donald Trump of sexual assault and defamation. She spent the last day and a half on the stand in Judge Lewis Kaplan's Manhattan courtroom. Trump's already been found guilty of defamation and liable for sexually abusing Carroll decades ago in a department store dressing room. Former President Trump's mother-in-law has been laid to rest. Emilia Knaus, mother of former First Lady Melania Trump, was buried Thursday in Palm Beach, Florida. She was 78 when she died. Trump complained Wednesday about the fact his New York trial judge offered little grace for the occasion.
We asked to just delay the trial for one day, and he said absolutely not.
Trump was nearly tossed out of the courtroom this week. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A new report is shedding some light on a school shooting that took place in Texas. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The Uvalde school shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting on Thursday to discuss the southern border crisis. Mayorkas made a plea to Congress to act on what he says is a broken immigration system.
The collaboration and coordination that is needed is not only among federal, state, and local officials. It is also between us and Congress as we work to fix what everyone agrees is a broken immigration system that has needed legislative repair for decades.
He also called on international partners to collaborate with the United States to help. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.